The Art of Work, Section 15. I believe we should enjoy our food and find satisfaction in our work during each day of life God gives us, for this is our lot. But instead, a bitter heartache comes to many under the sun, for although God may grant us wealth and possessions, until we have everything our hearts desire, we often lack the ability to enjoy those gifts, and someone else enjoys them. This is a miserable situation. We all work so hard to satisfy our desires, but only end up wanting more. Even the wise do not find more satisfaction in fools, and a poor man is not content even though he tries to accept a situation in life. I say again, it is better to enjoy what we have than to chase what we lack, for that pursuit is futile, like trying to catch the wind. Qohelet reminds us that we often have everything our hearts truly desire right at our fingertips, for it is the simple things of life that give us joy. But instead, we can become so focused on what we don't have, what we think we need, that we fail to enjoy the gifts that are right in front of our nose. He notes that this is an integral part of the human condition. We lose the ability to enjoy those gifts and end up wanting more. It does not matter if we are wise or foolish, rich or poor, we all keep falling into this trap. And as our days slip away, we keep thinking there must be something more than what we have now. If we work towards a goal, then someday our dreams will come true and we will be at peace in our world and enjoy a trouble-free life. You can see this in the way we treat our annual holiday time. We'll work for 50 weeks of the year and save up for those 2 weeks of rest and relaxation on the tropical island under a palm tree. But we get there so tired that the time goes by in a blur as our bodies and minds adjust, and then things go wrong with hotels and cars and food, and we find ourselves still solving problems, but just now we are in a warmer location. Then we arrive home even more tired and facing a backlog of work that now needs our attention. This doesn't happen every time to everyone, but it seems to be more common with those who have not yet learned to enjoy the other 50 weeks of the year, and who put all their expectations into holiday time to make up for it. This is why Qohelet says to us, I believe we should enjoy our food and find satisfaction during each day of life God gives us, for this is our lot. Now, let's see if we can focus on this today. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. My website is theartofwork.ca, where we bring ancient wisdom to life, and you can read more of articles there, some of which are also on podcasts as well. Thank you for listening.